ABC Radio Australia.
Well, celebrations have soured in Tonga after the national government there has cut back the number of companies it allows to operate whale-watching tours. Tonga's tourism ministry says their new licensing limits are aimed at protecting the country's humpback whales by reducing the number of people who have contact with the animals each year. But now those who've been caught up in this crackdown and lost their licences say that they've been unfairly targeted, as reporter Priyanka Srinivasan has more.
When news came out last week that Tonga was cutting down the number of whale swimming licences, Brenda Cox says she was thrilled.
I was overjoyed to hear that the ministry was going to be cutting back on licences. Even though it was only two or three, it was a step in the positive direction. I have been a staunch advocate about trimming down the industry, requiring boats that are suitable for the industry.
But her enthusiasm soon disappeared. Just days after the announcement, the California native found out that her company was one of those denied a license. That means she can no longer take tourists out on the waters to swim with humpback whales during the breeding season. She says it's a big blow to her business, one which welcomes more than 100 tourists from around the world each year.
I was told in an email sent from the ministry on the morning of Friday, February 29th, and I was in complete shock, is putting it mildly. I've been in the industry for 14 years. I am actually an owner-operator, and I have been on the water with the whales and my crew for over 5,000 hours.
The Tongan government has faced mounting pressure to reduce the number of boats on the waters of Vavau during the months between July and October. Researchers say the crowds are pushing the whales away and disrupting the time mothers can spend bonding with their calves. Even Brenda Cox accepts that the number of operators was causing problems.
I've been out on the water for 14 years, and I've seen that whales don't come inside anymore. Whales stay further out.
Officials have decided to cut the number of businesses approved to take people whale swimming on the islands of Vavau from 22 to 20. One operator who's kept his license is Tai Teonua, who started taking tourists out to swim with the whales just 4 years ago. He says he wasn't surprised that the government chose to approve his business, as he is a Tongan local.
The government also likes to see Tongan-owned business stay in the investment space here in Tonga.
Brenda Cox believes that non-Tongan businesses have been targeted by the ministry.
I can just say that that does seem to be the case.
Makitelena Fifita is acting CEO of the Ministry of Tourism. She says the well-being of the whales and the sustainability of the whale swimming industry is the only reason the government has decided to deny certain licenses.
We're very much looking into the full management and protection and also conservation of the whales. And again, on the other side, we're looking also for the need to sustain the economic viability of the industry.
Some of the operators we spoke to, some of them saying that, you know, it's only the foreign operators that have been targeted and then the local ones haven't been. Can you tell me whether that came into the decision-making at all?
That is not correct. Rumors, you know, people will talk, and right? But our process here, if they complain, they need to write us a letter to the CEO.
The acting CEO also said she couldn't comment on which applications were denied, nor why the ministry had made those decisions. Meanwhile, Brenda Cox says she has met with other operators who have lost their licenses to share frustrations. She hopes to get the decision reversed.
My goal is to just fight it every step of the way.